Tilly Adams sat in the vet's office, staring at the doctor in shock. "Say that again?" Dr. Janet Lyons smiled. "I think Leo faked being sick. Probably so you'd stay home from work today." Tilly looked down at Leo. "You do know he's a dog, right?" All 6 pounds of him smiled up at her. About a month ago, she found him on a street corner hiding beneath a bus bench, wet, dirty, cold, hungry, and matted. He'd been Dobby meets Gremlin meets neglected, abused Care Bear. Tilly had looked around for an adult, and then had to remind herself that at 25 years old, she was legal herself. So then she'd searched for an adultier adult, but she'd been the only one in sight. So she'd scooped the little guy up and had brought him to the SPCA, who'd said he was about 5 weeks old, a possible multi-poo, which meant he came by his Care Bear look naturally. He was malnutritioned and suffering from mange. They said they'd do what they could, and Tilly had turned to go. That had been when she'd seen all the eyes on her from an endless row of cages, and she realized her Care Bear would soon be sitting in one too. Then she'd heard herself offer to foster him until they found him a forever home. They'd found him one too. Tilly had signed the adoption papers last weekend, in spite of the fact that just that morning he'd escaped his crate, eaten her favorite sneakers, destroyed her favorite pillow, and then yacked up the stuffing from the pillow. He was a destructo of the highest magnitude. And something else, too. He had no idea how small he was. He went after her sister Quinn's 20-plus-pound cat and her neighbor's 100-pound black lab with the same fierce, fearless gusto. Turned out the little guy had a bad case of small man syndrome, which was how he'd earned his name. Leo, short for Napoleon. And now, on top of Leo's impressive chewing skills, his escape artist skills, and his ability to get up on her bed and yet still not understand why stepping in his own poop was annoying, he had a new skill. He'd faked being sick. Proud of himself, Leo smiled up at her. Smiled. An hour ago, he'd been coughing and limping and acting all sorts of odd. Now he just kept smiling up at her, while sending her meaningful glances at the open dog biscuit bin between her and the doctor. Dr. Lyons laughed and gave him one. "Dogs can't fake sick," Tilly said, while Leo inhaled the biscuit whole before licking the floor to make sure he got all the crumbs. "Can they?" Dr. Lyons scooped him up and gave him a kiss on his adorable snout. "Yours did," Tilly sighed. It was too early for this. She'd had a crazy late night. Not hanging at Whiskey River, the local bar and grill. Not at a club with friends. Not working on her designs for the upcoming graphic art showing. Nope. She'd been on a serious stress bender. A marathon of Game of Thrones. She hadn't fallen asleep until after 2, and her alarm had interrupted her in the middle of a really great dream starring Jon Snow. Dr. Lyons handed Leo over. He immediately snuggled into the crook of Tilly's neck, and damn it, her cold heart melted on the spot, and she hugged him close. "You're sure he's okay? He was coughing, and then he limped funny, and then he wouldn't eat. But he hasn't coughed once that I've seen. And he's not limping either. And you said all his food vanished while you took a quick shower." "Yes," Tilly said. Dr. Lyons waited for her to catch up. Tilly sighed. "He really did fake me out. You mentioned you've been working long hours in the studio, right? And also taking extra shifts at Caro's Cafe. And now you're teaching art at the community college as well. I think Leo's lonely. Take him to work with you today and see what happens."
"It's my first day teaching," the vet smiled.
"He'll warm up your students for you." That or eat their shoes.
Tilly sighed and put Leo in his little carrier bag that doubled as her purse.